New study pointing to the risk veterans have if they have recently spent time in jail. A University of Connecticut study finds veterans released from prison are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than those who have never been jailed. A day after returning to work, the University of Maryland's football coach is out of a job, the school firing DJ Durkin after he had been reinstated from a 2-month suspension the day before. His return led to outrage and protests by students and others, though. He'd been on paid administrative leave since August during an investigation into the culture of the program after a player collapsed and died of heat stroke during practice last spring. Slugging Major League first baseman Willie McCovey, who blasted 521 career home runs, has passed away at the age of 80. His inspirational play prompting the Giants to place a bronze statue of him as the centerpiece of McCovey Point at China Basin Park outside San Francisco's AT&T Park. At its dedication in 2003, McCovey told his adoring fans,
"I guess I've come a long ways from that young guy in Mobile, Alabama, to having a statue here in San Francisco."
And start thinking about it now. Daylight savings time ends early Sunday morning. You'll want to set your clocks back an hour, and it's a good time to change your smoke detector and carbon monoxide detector batteries as well. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The traffic is stuck.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you.
It's a beautiful day.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today, 782-7115, or give us an email at info@100in-chamber.org.
On today's program, I'll be talking about the recent Courthouse Square project approval and the upcoming elections. I'll have 3 ways you can help your employees with children succeed, 6 surprising things that lower your credit score. I'll have tips on how you can avoid small business burnout and 6 social media marketing strategies that cost you nothing. It's Thursday, November 1st, 2018, and I'll have all that and more right now on Taking Care of Business.
Business.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gano, the owner of Crown Trophy of Flemington, right here in Flemington, New Jersey. And this program is called Taking Care of Business. For the next hour, we're going to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small here in the borough of Flemington in beautiful Hunterdon County, New Jersey, and on the national scene as well. Before we do that, we check the weather. Currently, it's 71 beautiful degrees at 12:05. The forecast shows that today will be mostly sunny with a high of 72 and a low of 62. For tomorrow, we're going to have rain and thunderstorms throughout the day and evening with a high of 69 and a low of 51. For Saturday, it'll be turning cooler. We'll have some morning rain, then clearing with a high of 54 and a low of 35. And for Sunday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 56 degrees and a low of 40. And a current check of the financial market shows that the Dow is currently up 220 points to 25,335.86. The NASDAQ up 82.79 to 7388.69. S&P 500 is up 20.59 to 2732.33. Oil down $1.89 to $63.42 per barrel. And gold is up $17.70 to $1,232.70 an ounce. All right. Well, I want to thank everybody for listening today. I appreciate you stopping by as we get together every Thursday at this time to talk about issues that affect businesses large and small, not only here in Flemington, but around the country as well. If you're listening right now, first of all, we want to apologize. We're having some technical issues with our Facebook feed, so there will be no live stream video of today's program. This just kind of emphasizes what people have been telling me my whole life, that I have a face for radio. So you don't have to look at me, but you know, you can listen in. If you are listening, chances are you're on our webpage, 100inchamberradio.com. We appreciate you tuning in there. And also, this would be a great time for you to go over, open up a Facebook page for when the live stream returns and like the page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano, so that in the future you'll be able to get updates midweek and then obviously listen to and watch the show on Thursdays at noon. So we appreciate you listening and then tuning in when we have that capability. The business quote of the week is brought to you each week at this time by Crown Trophy of Flemington. This one I thought was very apropos based on what's been happening in Flemington recently. And it comes from Socrates, who was the father of Western philosophy. And it's also applicable to business as well. He said, "The secret of change is to focus all your energy not on fighting the old, but on building the new." The secret of change is to focus all your energy not on fighting the old, but on building the new. A lot of times in business, when customers or clients call me, when I'm helping them out to get their business back on track, they're kind of stuck in a rut. They're kind of stuck in, well, this is the way we've always done it, the worst sentence ever invented. And so I think that we have to focus on where do we want to go? You know, how are we going to get there? It's funny because I was talking with one of the people that I've worked with over the past couple of years, and when I first started working with them, they were doing okay. They did about $300,000 in sales, and then he told me his projections for this year, told me where he's at currently, and he's going to exceed $600,000. And I said, and I just made the comment, I said, remember those days when you were at $300,000? So we've doubled their business in the span of about 3 or 4 years. And again, it was getting them out of that mindset of how we always did things and challenging them that they could do more. And eventually, once they adopted that, it proved true. And that's a lot of times the hardest hurdle to get over for businesses because there's a certain level of comfort in what you've always done. But very often businesses will come to me. I had a gentleman in Delaware who gave me his sales numbers. I think he was doing around 250, 275. And I said, "Well, what is your goal? Where do you want to be?" And he said, "I want to be doing $550,000 this year." I'm like, "You want to double your business in 1 year? Not impossible, but without changing certain habits, it was going to be impossible." And so working with him and getting the resistance that I was getting, I realized we're never going to get above $300,000 at this point. Sometimes, you know, I have to get a little rough, a little angry with my clients and tell them, you know, this is the way that we have to do it if we're going to move, you know, the needle any portion forward. But eventually he wouldn't do it, and he thought he had a better way. Now he's still mired at around the 275 figure. So again, in business, in life, in Flemington, the secret of change is to focus all your energy not on fighting the old, but on building the new. Next week there will be no program for Taking Care of Business. Next week is the 30th annual Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Business Expo and Food Showcase. That'll be on Thursday, November the 8th. It starts at 2 p.m. and it runs to 7 p.m. The food showcase happens from 5 to 7 p.m., and that's where local restaurants will bring a sample. An excellent way for you to mingle and get around and see close to 150 businesses all under one roof. It's at the Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington. If you're going, you're going to want to take the shuttle from the JPK School, which will leave just about every 10 minutes or so. The shuttle's provided from 2 to 7 p.m. The food showcase, as I mentioned, is 5 to 7 p.m. For more information, you can call 908-782-7115 or go online at www.hunterdonchamber.org. There will be a special appearance from the New Jersey 105 morning man, Bill Spadia. He'll be making an appearance from 4 to 6 p.m., so this will be your opportunity if you listen to Bill on New Jersey 101.5 to meet him in person, maybe give him your thoughts on everything else that's going on around the world, including the elections. He's had some very vocal opposition to certain politicians in the state of New Jersey, and he sometimes hits the nail right on the head. So this is your opportunity to meet Bill from New Jersey 101.5, Bill Spadia, and your opportunity to visit and meet with close to 150 businesses from around the region. especially, you know, from here in Flemington and Hunterdon County. So by all means, do that. This program was originally, I had put out an invitation to Mayor Phil Greiner and Councilperson Betsy Driver to join me on the program today to talk about the issues affecting Flemington. And not just the Union Hotel project, the Courthouse Square project, but one of the questions that I wanted to ask them was going to be, what are the three other top hot-button issues that Flemington residents are concerned about or that you're concerned about in your elected position, and how will you address them? Unfortunately, Betsy Driver had a prior commitment and had to decline the invitation, and I did say up front, if both couldn't appear, then I would not have the other candidate in the show. I didn't think that was fair that, you know, we would have one and not the other. I wanted to get away from the negativity on Facebook. I wanted to get away from the sniping and stuff and just ask honest questions of both candidates. Of course, during all of that on Facebook, and I know that I handled it wrong, but I had no contact for Phil Greiner. I have no contact information for Betsy Driver. I don't have their phone numbers. I don't have their email addresses. And this was kind of on a Sunday morning, you know, I need to come up with a topic for my show, and I didn't have anything. So I said, well, you know, let's try this. So unfortunately, it didn't work out. But I think this is a good medium that we can use in the future for local political contests to bring the either the council people in, the mayoral candidates in to discuss so that people from Flemington can hear directly from the candidate. Because that's the one thing, both locally in Flemington and on the statewide level, that I don't think we've heard enough of so far. We've heard one candidate say why you can't vote for another person. This is more on the statewide level. You know, if Bob Hugin is saying don't vote for Bob Menendez or whoever, I can't remember his name, Milanowicz or something, is running against Lance, and all they're saying is don't vote for this guy. But they're not saying how are they going to do a better job. And that's kind of what I was getting at was, if not Phil, and it's going to be Betsy, tell me why you would be better. We haven't heard that yet on the local level. And the same question would have applied to Phil. How would you be better than Betsy, you know, to move this town forward? I wanted to hear about taxes. I wanted to hear about police. I wanted to hear about infrastructure. And unfortunately, we're not going to get that opportunity. Maybe after the election, whoever becomes the mayor, we will invite that person in for a conversation, and hopefully they'll be able to shed some light on that. Again, there was no malice at all on my part targeted towards either candidate. I've been broadcasting for 40 years. I have interviewed everybody from rock stars to politicians to sports figures, you name it. I have interviewed the gamut of personalities, and if there was ever one thing I never do, it would be to set somebody up for embarrassment or for failure. And very often, as I'm prepping people for an interview, I tell them, and anybody who's appeared on the program here at Hunterdon Chamber Radio can tell you, my lead sentence is, this is not 60 Minutes. I'm not here to embarrass anybody. I'm not here to make a name for myself. This is about just getting the information out. A lot of times when I interview people, I will ask them, what are the top issues you want to talk about? So that we make sure we bring them to the forefront of the conversation. And it puts the people at ease. They know the subject matter. It's not like I'm hitting them out of left field. And I would have never done that in this particular interview. And any comments to the contrary are completely false, and they are a lie. You know, one person said, congratulations, Betty or Betsy, you know, for not taking the bait. There was no bait. There was no hook. There was no line. There was no poll. I was not trying to set anybody up with that particular show. It was more just to get answers, honest answers, to the questions and the issues affecting Flemington. We're going to have more on what's going on in Flemington after the break. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. So glad you could join me this afternoon as we get together every Thursday at this time to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small, both here in Flemington and on the national scene as well. Wanted to turn my attention back to Flemington for just a minute. On Tuesday night, the planning board met for about the fifth time on this particular project to accept public comment and then take a vote on the Courthouse Square project. The vote came out 7-1 in favor of granting preliminary and final approval to the Courthouse Square project for Jack Cust, who is the developer. And the groundbreaking, as Jack has mentioned, would happen hopefully sometime in the spring. There's still a lot of hurdles that have to happen. There's a couple of outstanding lawsuits from a resistance group. There are conditions that will need to be met in the development plan that have to be satisfied by the planning board before, you know, shovels can go into the ground. Just an observation. This has been going on now for 10 years since the hotel closed, and it really wasn't a hotel because it hadn't had an overnight guest in over 50 years, close to 60 years. And the restaurant closed about 10 years ago, and then the building just sat there. And one developer expressed interest, walked away, and then redeveloped Easton into a beautiful place. Several of his projects have been very successful there. Two other developers came in. One probably didn't have the funding. The other one didn't have the vision. And it just wasted more time. And then Jack Cust stepped up. And a lot of people have given Jack a bad rap. And I feel bad about that because he's a local guy. He lives in Reddington. Has his business here in Flemington and Raritan Township, started with an office right on Main Street. He employs over 1,000 people at HealthQuest and Diamond Nation. He's proven that he can develop properties. And now he comes under scrutiny. What people fail to realize is that any other developer from all over the country, and I've worked with several of them in previous jobs that I've had, if you go to other development companies, construction companies, or developers that are from out of town, they're going to come in, they're going to build, and they're going to leave. And they're going to reap the benefits. But here you have somebody who's invested in this town, invested in this region, and wants it to succeed. And so sometimes, just like our business quote of the week, the secret of change is to focus all your energy not on fighting the old, but on building the new, from Socrates, I think it applies very much so to this particular project. And, you know, Jack, in a conversation that I had with him, had mentioned that if you took the current footprint of the Union Hotel on the second, third, and fourth floors, and you put in modern rooms, typical rooms that you would find in a Marriott, you would only get 5 rooms per floor. So your hotel would only have 15 rooms. That's a glorified bed and breakfast. That's not going to boost the economy. So, yes, is the project big? No doubt it is. But it has to be. And the argument that I've made over time is that if you look at this project and you look at other towns, Vancouver, Seattle, San Antonio, Austin, you'll find that, yeah, there were old sections of town, and they've married that with a new section. And whether you enjoy it or not, if you want to stay in the old town, stay in the old town. If you want to go to the new town, visit new businesses, maybe stay in the hotels, then you can do that too. But in every one of these towns, it seems to marry very well. You have your choice of what you want to do, and the diversity of knowing that you can have modern convenience with history and old architecture all in one town, to me, is very appealing. So I think what we have to do now is move forward. Everybody has to get on board, support the project, and move this forward. Can certain changes be made? Probably, but you've got to keep the scale almost where it is, maybe one floor less, in order to make it financially feasible for both the developer and the town for this to work out. So, again, hopefully this will be moving forward. I would hope that opposition groups would either accept Mr. Cust's invitation to meet with him and let him explain to them why certain things can and cannot be done. We can't preserve everything, and it's selfish of us to think that we can. I've said this before several times. I'll say it again. I'm 57 years old. We are not developing Courthouse Square for the benefit of me, because by the time it is completely built, completely occupied, I'll be in my 60s or 70s, and so I think we have to be looking more towards the future for younger folks, 25 to 35-year-olds, who may want to move back into this area, and let them help determine what will be appropriate. And, if we preserve everything and we lock this town in with, historic preservation, I think what you're going to find is you're creating a time capsule and a snow globe that, you can shake it up, but nothing ever changes. And we've seen over the past 10 years, with nothing changing, this town is in a world of hurt. So hopefully the Courthouse Square project will move forward. There will be a groundbreaking. Construction can begin, and, we'll all be better for it. So I'm looking forward to that. Let's talk now about how, getting into the normal programming, let's talk about 3 ways that you can help your employees that have children succeed in their jobs. And finding ways to retain valuable employees as they transition into family life is more important now than ever. And I have a couple of examples of important ways that you can help your employees who are parents succeed at work. I'm doing a lot of research on employee retention because I have some large clients that are saying to me the same thing that they've been saying over time. And I'm going to be bringing Jim Lynch on in a couple of weeks from Regional Personnel to talk about this as well. Employee retention is probably one of the largest complaints that you get as a recruiter. Jim, I don't want to just hire somebody and have them leave in 2.5 years. And that's the average tenure of a person that goes to work in a large corporation. I used to be a recruiter in the pharmaceutical industry, and I knew that when I placed a person with a company and I collected my fee, then in 2.5 years, my phone was going to ring and, we got to replace the person in this territory because the other person left for whatever reason, title, money, location. But that's the average tenure now in big pharma. That's the average tenure in most companies. So what can you do to help retention? There's a couple of things. One of which is making sure that when you have children, when you have employees that have children, you're kind of working with them. But there's other methods, from flexible work schedules to recognition to more pay. But understanding, when you listen to the employees' concerns and you address them, then I think you can have a better workplace. And you'll find, I have a number of statistics in a report that I'm working on that I'll share with you in about 2 weeks. And like I said, I do want to bring Jim Lynch in for his perspective on the recruiting side, to make sure that that information is accurate. So Starbucks recently made headlines when it joined companies like Apple and Home Depot in offering employees up to 10 days per year of subsidized backup childcare in partnership with Care.com. As the U.S. continues to lag behind the rest of the developed world in terms of guaranteed parental leave and child care benefits, many companies of all sizes are taking the initiative to offer related incentives in order to maintain competitive and reduce turnover costs by finding ways to retain valuable employees as they transition into family life. Now, while many small businesses may not be able to afford long paid parental leave or family or fully subsidized child care, there are several impactful ways to help your employees who are parents succeed at work. Here are just a few. You want to provide options and solutions to work remotely. If at least some of your employees' work can feasibly be done from home, many professionals love the option to work remotely at least some of the time. Even just one day per week could help employees who are parents significantly cut child care costs and then balance family and work responsibilities. You want to create a more flexible schedule and culture. Even for businesses that can't feasibly make remote work time on a company-wide scale, for instance at a hotel, most can find ways to build a culture that allows smaller increments of times out of the office for things like doctor's visits or parent-teacher conferences. If you work with your employees to find scheduling solutions without penalties or fear of retribution that minimize the need for paid childcare, which can be prohibitively expensive, some small businesses may even afford a working parent the ability to have their child join them in the office on certain days before or after work or on days when school is not in session. Even creating firm schedules further in advance can help many working parents better schedule day-off activities, appointments, and needed care. And you can also consider subsidies and discounts. Now, while many small businesses may not be able to afford full subsidization of regular or backup child care costs, consider what is feasible for your budget and business model. For instance, you might create a modest yearly fund parents can pull from as needed to help defray the cost of emergency backup child care, or you could create a partnership or arrange for a corporate discount with a local reputable play cafe or daycare center nearby. You might arrange for a day of supervised children's activities on site for school-aged children during days when school is out. Helping working parents succeed also helps your small business by reducing the stress and financial burden of busy parents who are battling school, work, and life schedules that are often at odds. You'll reduce turnover and increase employee satisfaction and loyalty, and you'll also save on training and recruitment costs. So anything you can do that helps the employee. Years ago, I worked for an insurance company, and we started doing flex time. And this is when my wife and I were first married, and you're struggling. She had a salary. I had a salary. But it wasn't really a New Jersey salary. You know, these were, you know, first-time startup-type jobs. And, you know, we were just making ends meet. My company offered flex time, so I could work from 7 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon. And what I did at that time, especially in the summer, was I painted houses. So I would tell my customers, I'm going to come and I'm going to paint your house from 3 to 8 p.m. Then I'm going to be in your garage painting shutters and things like that. And I'll do this every day for 4 or 5 days, and we'll finish the house. I will come by on weekends. That flex time allowed me to work my side hustle, which was painting houses. And as a result, my wife and I were able to buy our first condo, go on certain vacations, things like that. It was just a way for us to bring in extra income. I could probably paint a house a week. On the weekends, I would have some friends, you know, join me, and I might be up on the second floor painting trim and house and the sides of the house. They're down on the ground doing shutters and the lower level. And we really were able to do a couple of sides of a house, you know, a day. So it really helped us out. And that's the same thing for your employees. The kids' schedules today are so much different than when I was growing up in the 60s and 70s. Now they've got to go to lacrosse and music and dance and karate. And, you know, it seems like kids are more active today than ever. And so helping the parents with a flexible schedule or with some means of transportation or daycare is a huge way to help in employee retention and employee happiness. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. We're going to step away for a quick news break, and when we come back, I'm going to have 6 things that could be lowering your credit score, and you don't even know about it.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The alleged Pittsburgh synagogue shooter, Robert Bowers, who's accused of shooting and killing 11 people and wounding 6 others in a massacre on Saturday, is pleading not guilty to 44 criminal counts. Bowers making his plea and requesting a jury trial at an arraignment this morning in a Pittsburgh federal courtroom. Former federal prosecutor Mark Rush says it's clear the government's been moving quite quickly to build the case against him.
The government, you know, obviously got all of their evidence in order, including the special findings, in very short order, and is proceeding in an appropriate manner.
Word is President Trump's latest rally later today in Columbia, Missouri, could draw as many as 15,000 people. He'll be there to campaign for Attorney General Josh Hawley, who's running against incumbent U.S. Senate Democrat Claire McCaskill. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
And I've been taking care of business every day.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HunterandChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gano. So glad you could join me this afternoon. I found this article very interesting and wanted to share it with you because as I work with one client, her credit score was in the 400s. And every vendor was calling and, you know, with collections, she was getting past due notices and things like that. So we had to figure out a way to get her back on financial, you know, flat ground. I talked to her about Profit First, which we interviewed the author of that book, Mike Michalowicz, back in June. And so she's implemented that program. We've talked about a couple of other ways that she can strengthen her business. But one thing that kept coming back was that no matter what we did, no matter what credit card was being paid off, her credit score just wasn't coming up. And I was like, there's got to be something else that's missing. Then I found this article a couple of weeks ago, and I said, okay, now we've really got to do a deep dive into your personal credit. So there are a couple of things that you may be surprised to find out can affect your personal credit score. Some factors affecting your score might be obvious. Others are sneaky and easy to overlook. So make sure you consider all of the factors that affect your small business credit score. And one of the things that I'm going to have you think about as I go through this story is everybody you've ever opened an account with, from a gym to a department store to anything else where you may still have an outstanding balance. Now, whether you're in the market for a new credit card or a business loan, you probably already know that potential lenders are going to scrutinize your business's history and financials. But did you know that your personal credit score can affect lenders' decisions about whether to extend you those loans and lines of credit? It seems unfair, but consider this. Until you've established a solid line of business credit, the only history available for potential lenders to assess is your personal credit score. And while some of the factors affecting your score might be obvious, which would be like failing to pay bills, maxing out your credit cards, others are sneaky and easy to overlook. But before we dig into the surprising pitfalls that could lower your score, let's get the basics out of the way. So what is, when we talk about a credit score, and some people don't know this, what is a credit score? Think of your credit score like a debt management report card. A high score tells potential lenders that you're responsible and trustworthy, someone who can be relied on to pay back their debts. A score of 700 to 749 is considered good. Anything above 750 is excellent. And when you were a kid, your parents might have rewarded you with money for stellar grades. That's kind of how your credit score works, too, except that money comes in the form of you getting approved for more types of loans and the best possible rates. Lenders determine if you're creditworthy by checking your FICO score, a decades-old system that's now used by all sorts of lenders to estimate your credit worthiness. Now, the sneaky reasons that your credit score might be tanking aren't what you think. Maintaining solid credit is one part diligent maintenance and two parts careful balancing act. Sure, you're going to want to pay your bills on time in full every month. You'll also want to use your credit cards, but not too much. You're going to want to maintain a healthy mix of credit accounts like a mortgage, a car loan, and credit cards, but don't go overboard opening a slew of accounts. Monitoring your credit-related activities so closely might feel like overkill, but trust me, soon it'll become second nature. Remember to follow the two ground rules: pay your bills on time and pay off your debt. And be on guard against these six surprising reasons that your credit score can take a hit. So here we go. And just before us was the library show, but library and other rental fees could be knocking on your personal credit. So if you've been holding on to that battered copy of Who Moved My Cheese for so long, you think it's not worth returning, think again. The 2008 recession inspired libraries and media rental companies like Netflix and Redbox to keep track of delinquent accounts. They report these accounts to collection agencies who in turn rat on you to the credit bureaus. So round up those overdue books and movies, prepare to settle up, and help clean up your score. Your gym membership could also be affecting your credit score. Now, gym contracts have stringent canceling policies that seem downright cruel. Many of them require you to either send in a letter or to cancel it in person. But if you're not using the membership, cancel it. Don't let monthly unpaid fees pile up. And don't even think about simply closing the account from which you paid those fees. Defaulting on your dues could trigger the collectors to come after you, but closing your account will lower your score even more. And then opening new accounts is another way that you could lower your credit score. Now, whenever someone requests your credit information, it shows because they're called credit inquiries. These requests come in two varieties: soft inquiries and hard inquiries. Now, a soft credit inquiry occurs when a non-lender, such as a future employer, requests your credit score. Most of the time, this doesn't affect your score. But a hard inquiry happens after you've applied for some type of credit, which is going to trigger the lender to request your score. These types of inquiries can lower your score. That's because your request is a red flag, signaling to credit bureaus that you need money and could possibly default on your debt. If you have changes in your current accounts, it could also have a negative impact on your credit score. Just like opening a new account, requesting a change to a current account, like increasing your credit limit or lowering your annual interest rate, is considered a hard inquiry. Your credit card company will need to check your credit, resulting in a lowering of your score. Even parking and speeding tickets can affect your score. It's amazing how these seemingly minor violations can dog us for years. If you fail to pay a ticket and it ends up in collections, you're now delinquent. Your debt will be reported to the credit bureaus, where it can cause your score to drop dramatically, sometimes by as much as 50 to 100 points. So it's time to dig out those old tickets and pay them. And if you fail to use your credit card, it can have a negative impact on your credit score. Credit bureaus like to see that you have access to a lot of credit, but that you don't use it all. Experts suggest targeting a credit utilization ratio below 30%, meaning that you're only using a percentage of your available credit. Rather than trying to hit that ratio, it might seem easier to simply not use your card at all. But paradoxically, an unused card is terrible for your credit score. If your account shows 6 months of inactivity, your bank may stop reporting your card information to the credit bureaus, or they might close your account, full stop. Either situation will tank your score. But don't be discouraged. A healthy credit score is achievable with a little time and effort. So monitor your credit. You can also snag your free report from annualcreditreport.com. and then pay your bills in full. Then get that small business loan and use it to expand your hiring, your purchase of new equipment, or to move into a larger space. Because the ultimate reward of a healthy credit score is the opportunity for you to dream bigger. There were a lot of things when I read this that, you know, I was like, are you kidding me? A parking ticket? Who knew that they sent those to collections? You know, now I'm always very honest with people. If I get a parking ticket, I just pay it. I don't want to go to court, things like that. So I pay the fines. I know people that have 8-9 parking tickets and they just rip them up and throw them away. Then they wonder why their credit score is taking a hit down the road. So this may be a good time for you to settle up with those agencies and you know, get out there and correct your credit score. So you're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gano. Another topic that I've been hearing a lot about, I heard about it at our summer meeting with the Crown Trophy franchisees. I've heard it with a lot of small business people. oftentimes people who've been in business over five to 10 years. And that is that they're starting to feel burnt out. They come in every day, they hit it hard, and maybe sales are tapering off. And so now that's like the challenge of how do they get re-energized. So as a small business owner, sometimes it can feel like the weight of the world is on your shoulders with no end in sight. Here are some tips to promote wellness and productivity and avoid small business burnout. I do want to preface this by saying there's a lot of reasons for small business burnout. And these examples are just going to be ways to get you feeling a little bit more mentally healthy. Financially, you have to be able to make the sale. You have to be able to save the money. You have to be able to collect the money. And that's going to take a lot of the worry off of you. But it's very important that, you know, you focus on running a good business financially with good products, good sales, things like that, and then taking care of yourself along the way. Now, running a small business can be exciting. It can be delightful, but as many suffer from tight budgets, long hours, and the wearing of many hats, day-to-day management can also be quite stressful. And while everyone may suffer through the occasional busy season or short staff stint, more chronic burnout can lead to lower productivity, lethargic sales, and an eventual loss of passion for your business and its goals. Coupled with the United States' lack of guaranteed time off, the only developed country in the world without it, and our culture's tendency to check email and accomplish work tasks even during personal time, this represents a recipe for both mental and physical exhaustion. So here are three simple tips to help you help small business owners avoid damaging burnout. First, plan days off and vacations into your schedule. And we all know someone who brags about how little time they take off. But the reality is that occasional vacations actually help in the long run with everything from productivity to creativity. So plan ahead and to plan and protect days off and vacations. Honor your time off by avoiding any work tasks that aren't absolute emergencies. Most tasks can be temporarily put off or delegated with a little planning. Number two, eat meals away from your workplace. And I'm going to raise my hand right here and say I'm guilty. I eat at my desk every day. 62% of the American workforce admits to eating lunch at their desk at least some of the time, but that doesn't make it a good idea. Sitting all day at a desk creates a major energy slump in the short term, and it exacerbates a range of health risks in the long term. So get up, get some fresh air, socialize, and enjoy a change of scenery. You return feeling more engaged and focused, and you won't have gross crumbs in the keyboard or an office that smells like old burritos. And third, probably the most important one, is to get plenty of sleep. Now, it may sound simple or cliche, but study after studies have shown and proven that getting adequate sleep is key to health and happiness, even especially during peak stress seasons at your business. So commit to turning off the screens a bit earlier, tucking in for as close to 7 to 9 hours of sleep as possible. You're going to get more done in less time if your mind and body are rested and able to perform at peak levels. If your schedule allows, build in a brief nap during the workday. Also, that story talked about how we don't have built-in vacation time in this country. You know, in Switzerland, they take 6 weeks off. In Japan, they take several weeks off. China, same thing. So we don't have that. There is a new law on the books in the state of New Jersey that not everybody is aware of, and that is paid sick leave. And as of Monday, October 29th, every business has to accumulate hours for their employees to take paid sick leave. Total of 40 hours a year. Your employees earn 1 hour of sick leave for every 30 hours worked. If you have a payroll provider, ADP, Paychex, any of those, make sure that you're talking with them, because you're going to have to be able to track those hours and calculate them. And then in 2-3 months down the road, if an employee calls in sick, you have to pay for that. So make sure that you're aware of what that rule is and how that's going to impact your business. So in effect, whatever your vacation schedule is for people, they also look at sick days like vacation days, but you have to honor that and be able to pay for it. So make sure that you understand the law as it's written. For every 30 hours worked, they accumulate 1 hour of sick pay. Once they get to the 8 hours, that's a full day, then they can call out sick and you would be responsible for paying them. So take a look at that and make sure that you understand how that would impact your business. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to have a little bit more on how you can make your business better as we approach the holidays.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Huntin' Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Huntin' Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
Oh, you lucky dog, you. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Glad you could join me. My name is Jim Gano, the owner of Crown Trophy here in Flemington. And we get together every week at this time on Thursday afternoons to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small, those here in Flemington and on the national scene as well. Wanted to remind you that next Thursday there will not be a program. We're going to take a week off so that everybody can head out to the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Business Expo and Food Showcase. It's next Thursday, November 8th from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. Parking is at the J.P. Case School on J.P. Case Boulevard or on Case Boulevard, and then you will be shuttle bused over to the Next Level Arena. There's also a food showcase, which happens from 5 to 7 p.m., and this year there will be a special appearance by Bill Spadia of New Jersey 101.5. He'll be appearing from 4 to 6 p.m. If you need more information, call the chamber at 908-782-7115 or go online to www.hunterdonchamber.org for more information on this year's 30th annual Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Business Expo. This is going to be the first year that we are not going to have a booth at the chamber. I have to have my knee replaced, and I just cannot stand for that long. So I'm going to miss it. And I know that we'll be back again next year, but I just had to take this year off because it's getting to be a little bit too painful to be standing for that long. I want to talk to you for a minute about voice search. And you hear a lot about how do customers find you, whether it's Googling you. Let's go way back in time to the Yellow Pages. Word of mouth, etc. And so there's another way that people can find you, and it's very important that you're paying attention to this method to make sure that people are finding you correctly, and that is voice search. Now, more people are looking for local businesses by asking their smartphones. So make sure that they can find your business with what we call a voice search. Now, if you work to market your small business, you already know the important term SEO or search engine optimization. It's one of the most important concepts to understand for anyone trying to get their site to the top of Google's rankings, but it is a complicated subject. Now, for years, many marketers have simply been stringing likely sounding keywords together in hopes that their target demographics will stumble across them in a search. And actually, it's worked out pretty well for a lot of people. Of course, tech companies and small business consulting firms have provided a number of tools for making that process more efficient, but the core concepts haven't changed much until now. With the growing number of people accessing the internet from mobile devices and a few key advances in smartphone tech, SEO is about to undergo some major changes. One of the biggest developments in mobile technology this year will be the rise of voice-activated searches. The idea behind this isn't exactly new. In fact, Apple's Siri has been able to do it for quite some time. However, recent improvements to voice recognition technology in smartphones, like the Pixel, have been allowing people to use voice search features with much higher levels of accuracy. As a result, the number of people who currently use voice searches instead of type ones is on the rise. Excuse me, had to sneeze. In fact, more than 20% of searches through Google's mobile app are already from voice queries, and the numbers are growing. By 2020, it's expected to account for more than half of all searches. Now, why does this matter to a small business? Well, here's the kicker. Google plans to keep up with these trends by changing the way they rank websites. The plan is to move away from keyboard strings and to start rank sites based more on conversational phrases, the questions people might utter into their phones. What does that mean for small business marketers? Simply put, it means that you're going to have to rethink your SEO strategy. For example, let's say I was creating a website and I wanted to drive more people. My search engine optimization might say trophies. It might say Flemington. It might say Hunterdon. Now I have to almost think of the phrase that people will use in their phone. Okay, Google, find me trophy shops in Flemington. Okay, Google, find me a trophy store in Flemington. Okay, Google, find me an awards store in Flemington. So I have to come up with actual phrasing now to help my SEO and to keep me at the top of the list. So how can you prepare for this? Well, don't just tailor your on-page keywords to more conversational phrases, because that might not be the only factor. You'll also want to buff out your metadata and update your Google My Business listings, because in a lot of cases, that's what the search is going to pick up. Imagine that you're asking your phone where to get cheap groceries in your neighborhood. You might type in cheap groceries Manhattan, but a voice search would probably sound more like this. Where can I find cheap groceries near me? A search engine configured for voice search is going to hear near me. Then cross-reference your location data with websites whose Google My Business listings put them nearby. Thinking the way people speak and making sure that your business has a fully loaded online profile is going to be instrumental to your success when voice search becomes the norm. So plan accordingly, make sure that you're ahead of the curve when people start asking their mobile phones tough questions, and you just might put yourself in a position to profit from the answers. One key factor in this that a lot of businesses, and I'm talking about close to 80% or more, are not doing is the Google My Business listing. You have to claim that. So if you go on Google My Business and you look up the name of your store, it will say, I think it has something like, you know, edit this page, claim this page, own this page. If you're the owner of that business, you're going to want to claim your page on Google My Business. Now there, as we've talked about several times on the program, you can add the hours of operation. You can add a description. You can add photos. You can add whether or not you accept credit cards. Is there parking nearby? A number of different things. But this is going to be key. If you leave this page sitting idle, nobody ever touches it. It's just getting regular data. And that could be from anywhere from YP.com to Dex, any, just name, address, phone number. That's not going to be enough to raise you up in SEO. So you're going to need to make sure that you're claiming your business on the Google My Business listing. You should really be going out and claiming all of your listings, whether it's on Manta, on Yahoo, on Google, on Bing. Claim all your listings, update the information so that as people start with these searches, you're starting to rise to the top. Remember, the cream always rises to the top. Don't forget, this weekend is the end of daylight savings time, so we're going to be setting our clocks back 1 hour early Sunday morning. This is also a good time for you to replace the batteries in your smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors as well, if they're not, you know, sealed. So make sure you do that. We started the program with the quote of the week, and we talked about the secret of change is to focus all your energy not on fighting the old, but on building the new. And that came to us from Socrates, who's the father of Western philosophy. The reason I bring that up is we're at the point in the election cycle, we're 5 days away from election day, and now it's time to make some decisions. Here in Flemington, very tough decisions. Do you stay with Mayor Greiner, Brooke Warden, and Councilman Hain, or do you go with Betsy Driver, Runyon, and Giles McCormick? The decision will be yours. I don't have a dog in this fight. I live in Bridgewater, so I know who I'm voting for there. I know who I'm voting for in the Senate races. I have met with Congressman Lance, and one cause that's very near and dear to me is juvenile diabetes, and he has always supported the diabetes research initiative. I've had to lobby him in his office in Washington, as well as many other congressmen and senators, to gain their support. He has always been very knowledgeable on that, and he will get my support for that. I've met with Senator Menendez, and I can tell you I'm not impressed. And with everything you hear about him, with a very corrupt background, I can't support him, and he shouldn't be representing our state anymore. So I will be voting for Bob Hugin in that race. If I had a vote here in Flemington, I would pick the team of Phil Greiner, Brooke Warden, and Mark Hain for council. I think where we're at with the Courthouse Square project, we need steady leadership. We don't need to reinvent the wheel. We need to move this project forward. So hopefully I encourage all of you to do the same and vote for Phil Greiner, Brooke Warden, and Mark Hain. In sports and NASCAR news in the Monster Energy Series, Joey Logano bumped Martin Truex Jr. out of the way to win last week's first Dana 500 at the Martinsville Speedway, which guarantees Logano a spot in the Championship Four at Homestead Miami Speedway. But Truex has vowed he will do whatever it takes to make sure that Logano does not win the championship after taking away the win from him last week. This week, the teams head to Martinsville Speedway for the first Dana. They're going to head to Texas this week, and that'll be this weekend on NBC Sports. In Major League Baseball, the Red Sox are World Series champions again after defeating the Los Angeles Dodgers 4-1. In the NFL football, Week 9 kicks off tonight with the Raiders playing the 49ers. This week in local action, the Jets play Miami. The Giants and Eagles both have a bye week. In NCAA football, it's week number 10, and number 14 Penn State will play number 5 Michigan. Rutgers plays Wisconsin. Well, as always, it's been my pleasure joining you today, and I always end the program with some great advice that I got from my father that guides me in my personal and professional life every day when he said, never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best. If you have ideas for upcoming program topics or guests, email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGaneau83, or on Facebook on our new page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Ganeau. I'm Jim Ganeau, and I'm taking care of business. Make it a productive week, everybody. And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime will help.
You're listening to WHCR-DB. HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Robert Bowers, a man accused of killing 11 people at a Pittsburgh synagogue, pleaded not guilty on Thursday to federal charges that could put him on death row. Bowers was arraigned one day after a grand jury issued a 44-count indictment that charges him with murder, hate crimes, and obstructing the practice of religion. Google employees around the world have staged a series of walkouts on Thursday to protest a workplace culture that they believe promotes and protects perpetrators of sexual harassment. The walkouts, which began in Asia, are taking place at 11:10 a.m. local time at Google's offices around the world. Google employee Sam Dutton told Fox News why he's walking out.
I'm walking out along with other colleagues in support of anyone in any workplace who has been harassed, and to ensure that perpetrators are not protected and not rewarded.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Experience Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13, the laptop for people who never say no to one more episode.
Hi there. I'm calling about my dinner reservation at 7. Yeah, I'm not going to make that.
With lifelike color, brilliant sound clarity, and uninterrupted streaming, Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13 with an 8th-gen Intel Core i7 processor makes whatever you love to watch even better. To learn more, call 800-BY-DELL. That's 800-BY-DELL.
When you go to the voting booth this November, or you're filling out your early ballot, ask yourself this question before you pull the lever or check the box. Are you better off today than you were 2 years ago? If you are, then vote Republican. If not, then pull the lever for somebody else. Remember, we are Republicans and we stand for you.
It's your turn to be